Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome back to the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we shine the spotlight on a seller with a story to share with us. The sellers who we've spotlighted so far on the podcast all started out on eBay selling what they love. They were inspired and informed by their life passions. But sometimes a seller wants to start a business on eBay and doesn't really have a passion for a niche or a category. Alec Larson of Larson Enterprises had little past experience with the market he chose, but that didn't hamper his success. Welcome, Alec.
Hey, guys. Good to be on again.
Oh, again. Yes, I lied. You're on the original podcast.
Yeah. I think maybe almost 2 years ago now, maybe 1 year.
So tell us a little bit about your business. What are you selling? Why did you start selling?
Well, I sell automotive parts. So OEM automotive parts, and I go to the local Ford dealerships or Chevy dealerships, and I go to their parts departments, and I purchase their surplus inventory, stuff that can't be returned. I do government surplus auctions, diesel parts, bulk loads of different filters, miscellaneous. So a lot of the inventory is just very miscellaneous automotive parts. Started it from a friend of mine. He was doing aircraft parts at the time I was building websites, and I built him a website, and I saw his model, and he kind of pushed me to try the automotive side. I started with a pallet of a few dozen Ford parts, and I started getting those listed on eBay, and I filled up the garage I was in, and then I needed warehouse space, but I couldn't afford a warehouse at the time. I couldn't justify leasing a space, so I rented a 4-bedroom house from one of those like big rental companies. I can't remember the name of it at the time, but it was a 4-bedroom house. And I turned that house into a warehouse, essentially. I put shelving inside the living room, and I have pictures of it somewhere, but I had the whole house filled with like shelves of automotive parts, and I lived in it, obviously. So it was a way to save money and sort of bootstrap the space problem. And then I moved in after I filled the house up. I kept growing the inventory every single day, working, building listings, selling, shipping, finding ways to buy more inventory, and then eventually moved into 2 different storage units. And then outgrew those, and then was on the waiting list for the warehouse I'm in now for about a year, and finally got in there. And that's what we've been operating out of, just under 3,500 square feet, 2 employees, and just kind of at the crossroads of, do I keep growing or do I plane out on this level right now? And so, but either way, it's been great.
Either way, that's a good problem to have. A few months ago, we featured you in our Seller Spotlight series. We find out that you are a private pilot. You are a musician at Disney, and you have an eBay business.
Yeah. Well,
where did this all start from? Where did your passion for flying stem from?
Probably started from flying. I don't know. I was a kid. My dad had been really interested in getting his pilot's license, and airplanes always had sort of a presence in like my childhood. And then there was Top Gun, and then there was this whole, I wanted to be a fighter pilot, and just, we would go to the air shows. And so aviation was always kind of in the presence of the family somehow. And I just always wanted to do that. And then growing up through high school, I got into the guitar. There was Metallica. There was all these bands. You wanted to play music. And so I got really big into that. The career choice was, I want to be a musician, but I also want to be a fighter pilot. That's not really realistic. And so I just had the musician thing as the plan in high school. And then somehow that worked out later on. But I always had the entrepreneurial sort of bug early on in aviation. Having anything to do with aviation, I was going to have to find some sort of independent way to have a business or something to afford aviation, since it's expensive, or even have like a career in aviation. It was going to require either a lot of debt or having some sort of business that funded it. And so that was sort of the North Star, was first, let me spend like my early 20s figuring out some sort of a entrepreneurial journey that works and grow it, and maybe buy some real estate or something, and then get into aviation. And so that was sort of the initial direction I was going in. And then I was 23 when a friend of mine was playing guitar in a band with a singer. He was almost like a Justin Timberlake type. They were playing cover songs at Disney 4 nights a week, and I would substitute for my friend on guitar, and then we all became friends. And then I started full time, so 4 nights a week at Disney when I was about 23, essentially doing music full time, paying the bills, and then I had the whole day to be free and do either entrepreneurial pursuits and try to figure something out. And so what I ended up doing was, I had gotten my pilot's license at a local flight school, and I was building websites at that time, and I built a website for the flight school. And then the parts director, he was the maintenance director, who's basically my, like, still my best, one of my best friends right now. He had an eBay business selling aircraft parts. and he wanted a website built for it. And then I was looking at how he did it, and there was a spark there, and he kind of planted the seed to try it, like, with the automotive market, since he was doing the aircraft parts. And I was like, yeah. So I had a bit of a, I guess you could call it sort of like a mentorship or sort of some sort of framework already, that I knew that this model was going to work. And I found an auction where they had surplus Ford parts, and that's where I made my first purchase. And then on top of that, I had the daytime where I would go and I would work on small aircraft. And at the same time, I was working on the small airplanes. I was building up essentially like an apprenticeship to get my airframe and power plant mechanics license. I got those two certificates, and then I got my instrument rating and commercial pilot's license. And then I would be at Disney at night, and then I was building the eBay business during the day. And obviously now the eBay business is pretty much 90% of my life. It's one of those things where I just hope everything stays, because it's a good place to be and I feel good about it.
Why eBay? What made you, you know, you said you're building a website for one of your buddies who was on eBay. Like, what made you think, hey, that'll work for me too?
The eBay stuff worked for me because he was, my friend Jack was doing eBay with the aircraft parts. And the way he was doing it was he would have several different photos of the parts. He was able to put in certain part numbers. He was able to put in extra data. And it just made sense, because there really was not another option for a platform. You could build your own website, but you wouldn't have the traffic. You wouldn't have the customer base. With eBay, you knew that you had this customer base. You can see that there were other people in the space doing the same thing with automotive parts. So I knew that usually when there's other people doing it, there's a market for it. It just made sense to start there. There wasn't an upfront cost, really, except for you buying inventory. And to this day, I still use eBay as my central anchor point. Everything sort of stems off eBay. That's how I know what I have in inventory. I don't store anything like on Excel. It's all the pictures, all the data, all the shelf numbers. It's all just logged into eBay. So I guess to answer that question, it just made the most sense. It was the easiest platform to get on. It had the most buyers, and there really was no other option.
What was sourcing like in the beginning?
Sourcing was hard, because I didn't come from like an automotive background. I wasn't working in the dealership, so I didn't know what like non-returnable meant or obsolescence. What should I offer to pay for certain parts? Is this even a thing? How are people even getting this OEM inventory? Or should I be looking for auctioneers? Who should I be contacting? So you're just sort of shooting from the hip. You're sort of using trial and error to figure out what works. And so that might have been the hardest part in the beginning. The other hard part was the space, and then capital to buy the inventory was another bottleneck. And then it got to the point where I had to hire help to help me list the parts, because eventually I was, instead of just having a few dozen items, there was hundreds coming in every month. And so I needed someone to take pictures of the parts. And well, I sort of focused on listing them, pricing them, and buying more inventory. But I would say the other big factor that helped was at the time there was a working capital program through PayPal. Based on your sales, you were able to get a fairly high amount of money based on your gross sales, and then you would pay the loan back with a percentage of your sales. So I used that in the beginning and then paid that back. So it accelerated the growth a lot during those first couple years using that program. Once I had a certain dollar amount of inventory, it made the cash flow easier to just continue to buy at a bigger scale, and then allowed me to sort of operate at the size I am now. So yeah, that played a big factor in growing it.
It looks like you've mastered everything you've tried. So what's next for you?
I would say what's next would be finding some way to automate certain things a little bit better, finding a more consistent supply of inventory so that way I can make bigger decisions. I can justify getting an even bigger warehouse if I knew that I had the ability to buy a bigger amount of inventory, because then I would be able to know I can keep this many people employed and busy, and then I could hand over some of the responsibility to like a second in command and have someone manage the business. Because it's really been, I wouldn't say that it's stressful and hard. It's just you're eating, sleeping, and breathing the business every day. It's so personal because it's yours. It's like your baby. You're never off the clock. You're always answering messages. There's always this other pressure. You're always afraid of something coming down the road. What's going to hurt me next? What could happen? You're always in this anxious state of, I don't know what I would call it, but it's not bad. It's also kind of thrilling too. So there is a part of you that likes that thrill of building stuff and solving these challenges and problems. But I would say what's next for me is kind of deciding what are some things that I would like quality of life wise. What do I value more? Do I value quality of life more, or do I value material possessions more? Do I value building the company up to maybe eventually sell it or something? Is there an exit strategy to this? Do I want to keep doing this until the automotive industry just changes drastically? Right now, like, there's really sort of no risk. I have my backups in case the business, I have the commercial pilot's license, I have the mechanics licenses. Those are really cool backups that if anything were to happen, I would be happy doing something in aviation. So at this point, it's kind of like open waters. Like, should I just go full throttle with the business and just keep growing it until either I max out the amount I could spend on inventory, have like an executive team that's running the business, and I'm kind of just making the bigger decisions. So I think more towards that, I'm leaning more towards just why not go full speed ahead and just try to grow this until I hit a wall.
Exciting. You're great. So I want to end off this interview with a little bit of inspiration. You obviously mastered juggling multiple things at once. What advice would you give someone who is looking to start an eBay business on top of their busy schedule?
I have two kind of answers. Starting a business, a lot of people will start sort of backwards where they make the business cards first. They make the Facebook page first. They have an idea and they think it's a really good idea and it probably sounds like a good idea. But they spend all this time creating something without first testing if the market really even wants it. You have a lot of discouragement because I tried this business idea and it didn't work. I spent all these months creating logos and a Facebook following. And then I finally put the product out there. I spent all this money on the product. Sometimes you even spend money on advertising and then you just, there's nothing. Whereas the eBay business for me was the one business idea that I started completely the opposite, where I made the first dollar before there was even a business card or a website. And I think for someone starting out, the cool thing about the eBay business, the barrier to entry is finding inventory. And the cool thing is you can start with a small inventory. So if you had a full-time job, it would be hard for you to start a landscaping company because all of a sudden you have a much bigger commitment. There's a much bigger initial barrier to entry. Whereas with eBay, you could start with one item. You have a business if you've bought something for low, brought it to market, and sold it for higher. You've made a dollar. Legitimately, there is a business. That is the definition of a business. If you've provided a service or you've sold a product to market, you've provided value, you have a business. You have more of a business than someone that has like 1,000 followers on an Instagram page that has no sales and no product. But for someone that has a full-time job and wants to start like an eBay business as a side hustle, it's the easiest thing. It's the most basic business model there is. You're buying something low, bringing it to market that people might otherwise be able to find. And you can start that with 5 products. You can start that with like what I did with a pallet of Ford parts that you spend a few hours a day at night working on. You don't have to be somewhere at a certain time. It's the most flexible type of schedule. You're able to start small so your mistakes are smaller. You learn shipping. You're not making huge mistakes in shipping. You're learning those small incremental problems and hurdles. It's almost the easiest side hustle business thing to start because, number one, the learning curve is a lot simpler. There's way less risk in it. Whereas if you were to buy, let's say we were to buy a business that's already cash flowing, you're going to have to learn so much. There's a lot more risk. There's a lot more can go wrong. With the eBay business, with buying certain products that you found at an auction, you're starting with way less risk, way less money involved. You're learning the processes of listing something, and you just continue to snowball that. You recoup your initial investment in the inventory that you bought. Now you have a bigger inventory, and you just keep snowballing that until it sort of starts to intrude on your day job or something. And then you sort of try to work around the day job, minimize that, and then eventually you just become so swamped with the eBay sales to where you're so committed that it makes sense for you to stay at the business all day because it makes more money than it would at your normal day job. And for me, it was like there was a point where I knew that the business was making more than my normal jobs significantly. And then especially like when COVID hit, I almost had no choice but to rely on the business. So you eventually just get to a point where you take that initial dive and then it feels really scary, but then something happens where you just adapt to it and you figure it out and then you feed yourself with it. And then you're afraid at first, but then you are able to make it work and then you build that confidence and then you're able to carry that much more weight. And it's just like going to the gym. When you put more weight on, you eventually just get used to it and you get used to it and then it just continues. In short, try to validate your business idea as soon as possible and just consistently repeat. And you'll end up at a point where you can make the decision to commit to it full time. It'll just make sense. That's how it's just sort of worked out for me.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Alec, for joining us today.
All right. Well, again, thanks for thanks for everything.
Absolutely.
Being here is just, it's
come
wild.
Come back anytime. Alec Larson sells on eBay from his eBay store, Larson Enterprises. The best way to catch upcoming episodes of the eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is to subscribe. Look for us in your favorite podcast app or check us out on eBay at ebay.com/podcast. And we'll be back next month to shine the spotlight on another seller with a story to tell. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.